We're looking at two gardens, Eden and Gethsemane. The Bible is basically a story about two gardens, Eden and Gethsemane. Eden is Adam's sin, Adam's failure, and paradise lost. Gethsemane is God's remedy, Christ's victory and perfection purchased. In Eden, Adam took a fall. In Gethsemane, Jesus takes a stand. In Eden, God had to go and seek Adam. In the garden, Jesus sought God. In Eden, Satan led Adam to a tree that led to his death. In Gethsemane, Jesus went to a tree, the wooden cross, that led to eternal life. Now, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, which we read earlier, he still had many options. He could fight like the Jewish zealots who wanted Israel as top dogs once again. He was young and fit and had charisma. The Jewish crowds would follow him to the death if necessary to restore the Israelite empire and kingdom once again. Or he could withdraw into reclusiveness like the Essenes, the religious sect. He could have gone into the wilderness and he could have started a safe little monastic community which would have been no bother to anybody, but people would have flocked to him for his wisdom and his miracles. Or he could collaborate with the chief priests. Imagine what reforms Jesus might bring to the temple as the platform for his teaching. He could cut a deal with the Romans. Imagine influencing the Roman Empire from the inside. What might that do for the world? He could call on God to deliver him. He could ask to be spared and for legions of angels to come and show everybody that he's not to be messed with. Father would whisk him away, call the whole thing off, and they would both live happily ever after. But Jesus chose none of these options. Setting aside questions about his divinity and identity, this is what the Lord Jesus did. Alone, forsaken, and humanly speaking, vulnerable. This is what the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, decided. I know what I must do. I will not fight. I will not run. I will not deal. I will not dazzle. I will die. That is my choice. And so he prays there in the Garden of Gethsemane, both man and both God. And the man side of him realises what he's going to have about to face, especially in that 3 hours of darkness when he must deal with God's wrath for the sin of the world. So he prays in the garden, Father, if it's at all possible, let this cup pass from me. Have you any idea how bad your sin is? It is so bad that even the Son of God himself trembles at the prospect of having to incur the wrath of the Holy God, your Creator, for your sin. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, oh, praise God for the yet. Not my will, but yours be done. Jesus knew that the real Messiah calling which the Jews had got completely wrong and had failed to instruct the people about properly. The real Messiah calling was not to come and conquer other people, it was to die for them and make atonement for them and get them right with God. And so he did. He chooses to suffer and die on a wooden cross. He dies to right the wrong done in Eden's garden, there in Gethsemane garden. He makes the choice. He died that you and I might live. He dies to save sinners from the effects of their sin and the mess they created right from the beginning of time. He dies to save them and to bring them to God if they would just believe. What garden are you in? Are you still in Eden with Adam disobeying and thinking you know better than your Creator? Are you still in Eden trying to run away and hide from your Creator? Are you still in Eden being evicted with Adam because of rebellion against your Creator? Are you still in Eden being evicted, separated from God by a wall of sin of your own making? Only your Creator God can break through that wall and reach you. And he will do it when you put your faith solely, completely and utterly in his remedy, the only remedy, the Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. What garden will you be in when you stand before your Creator on Judgment Day, which is definitely coming, the Bible says so? What garden? Eden with sin, failure and hopelessness, or Gethsemane with the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's hope in his death and resurrection? What will you put your faith in when you stand before God? The lies of Satan, like he told Eve in Eden, you can be like God. Oh, many people have bought into that lie. The vast majority have bought into that lie today. We think we are God. Who will you put your faith in? Yourself? You think you're good enough? You think you're nice enough to get into heaven? Will you put your faith in politicians, scientists, doctors, philosophers, religious leaders, or the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world? Believe in him to make his death your death. Believe in him to make his blood your blood covering, so you can stand before God on your behalf to make amends. To make amends. You're not going to hack it on your own. To bring you back to your Creator. To make peace between a holy, righteous God who cannot bear to look on your sin, and your sin has made a separation between you and God. Believe in him, Jesus Christ. Hand him everything. Your soul, your sin, your desires, your love, your affection, everything. Surrender it to him. For sins forgiven. Peace with God. A home in heaven, for sure. Choose this day where you will be. Eden or Gethsemane. hell or paradise? That's the sharp choice. And if you refuse God's gracious offer, then he will give you what you are requesting by virtue of the fact you rejected his grace. He will give you hell, because that's what you're asking for. Seek your Creator God now, and receive his loving, gracious remedy, which is, as Jesus himself tells us quite distinctly, John 3 verse 16, in spite of your foolishness and sin and pride, in spite of your rebellion and your arrogance, God still so loves a world of silly, foolish sinners that he is prepared and he gives his only begotten Son. This is the Son of God. He's given for you. He dies the death that you should die. He takes the punishment that you should receive. And you will if you reject him. So that whoever believes in him, believe that he's who he says he is, believe that he will change you and convert you, believe that he can forgive you and give you a new heart and new life, believe in him, venture everything on him, hand it all over to him. God does this. He makes this arrangement. But you must believe. You must do something about it. And when you do that, you will not perish. You will have everlasting life. You will be forgiven. You will be found in heaven. And Gethsemane will be the sweetest place to your memory, where Christ made the choice to make a stand for you. It's in Gethsemane that he sees your face and your name, and he chooses to go through with it. Believe. Do it. Hand in everything. Everything. If you want peace with God, if you want paradise regained, seek your Creator God now. Receive his loving, gracious remedy. There is grace and love and mercy for you. Two gardens. Which one are you in? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus in the garden, in Gethsemane. Love him. Thank him. Surrender to him. And go with him. Go with him. No, you can't go on the cross, but you can go with him and die with him. You can give up the old life. You can surrender it all to him. Nail it to the cross, all your sin. And you can walk with him from this day on along the narrow path to heaven. Leave the highway to hell. Leave Eden. Come to Gethsemane. Go with Jesus. Do it today. Without delay. Amen.